WordPress is one of the perhaps one of the best known blog platforms, and it comes in two flavors. There's WordPress.org, which provides for you the source code. It began its life as an open source platform, and it's still available as such. So you can download the source code, provided you've got somewhere to host it and provided you're feeling confident enough to be able to manage all that, then you can go ahead and do it. And you can, on the other hand, if you're new to blogging and you're not quite as comfortable in managing implementations on servers and that kind of thing, just have WordPress do it all for you. And for that, you go to WordPress.com. Again, though, it's still free, and there's a really good range of features. You can do almost everything you'd want to be able to do in the free version. You can choose to pay for upgrades or premium features, but that's a matter of choice, and obviously you get up and running and find out how it all works first. As you expect, you can do all the usual things as you can with a blogging platform. You start off by choosing a theme and a look and feel, and putting all the extra bit of information in, the title and that kind of thing. Again, if you want a specific URL and use your own domain name, you can do that by paying a little upgrade fee. But once you've got your pages set up, you might have an about page, or, you know, just to explain what the blog is about, whether it's a blog that you're using for your own personal reflection, or whether it's a blog you're using to describe some of the things that you're doing in your teaching, or whether it's a blog that you actually have your students creating posts on. All of that's possible with WordPress. With the blog posts themselves, you can obviously put text in, and you can change the basic features of that text. You can also add imagery, whether it's imagery that you upload, and you get, I think it's 2 gigabytes worth of space for free. But again, if you need more upload space, then you can again pay a little extra premium. You can also add photos elsewhere. So if they exist elsewhere on the web and they've got and you've got a URL for them, you can do that instead. And that way you're not using up your vital storage space. Similarly, you can include videos, provided the video site that you're pulling the videos from gives you a source code, a URL embed link, then you can embed videos. And similarly with other kinds of interactive online content, depending on the type of embed code, some which include scripts aren't supported, so it's a matter of finding out what's available out there and then bringing it in as you choose to do so. You can have other people post by, and you can decide who they are, and you can provide all the information for that. And that's when it becomes useful for your students.